you know, or, you know, when someone's not skillful with the word of righteousness, we gotta be skillful. And, you know, if you're not trained in the word, you're like some dude out there and he's trying to cut something with the sword, but he's slapping at him with the flat side. It's not working. I've used that analogy on people because I've thought, like, boy, this guy thinks he's bringing the word against me, but he's like, it's like he's holding the blade in his own hand and it's cutting him. And he's just hitting me with a blunt end. And it's just bouncing off my shield, you know? My faith is greater than that. And it's sort of like, no, you just, you know, your pants are around your ankles. Your vital organs are exposed. Your helmet, like, fell off back there somewhere. I don't know if you ever had one. Your shield is like a handle with, like, this ring attached magically. But there's really nothing in there. You know, I can see you right through your shield. And you've got you're holding your sword by the blade and hitting me. Trying to hit me. But you can't scratch me. I have a lot of pity for people out there who take up the word of God unskillfully. I do. A lot of them hate me because I do it so skillfully. And they're probably fuming at me now for even saying so. But it's not because of me. It's because of the training God has given me. God teaches how to make war. Blessed be the Lord my rock, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Even in the spirit, God is the one who teaches us how to fight. If we're good at it, it's because of his instruction. If we're bad, it's because of lack thereof. Maybe God will have pity on those. And they will hear the instruction of someone who is well trained. Trained up in the word of righteousness. A workman needs not to be ashamed. I still feel like I have so much to gain. From this teaching that I'm doing this series, I'm going to gain so much. I thought about, what am I going to do when I'm at the end? I'm like, will I start over? I might do something a little different. Then start over later. Or do a different order. I don't know. Let's just get to the end of all these books first. Then we'll see. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. You know, supplication, making your supplication to God. You know, to supplicate is to, like, plead and to ask and make your request known. In the spirit, praying always. The Greek word always here is actually three words. Isn't it funny how the words, sometimes you'll have one word or one word translated as like three, or I think the maximum I ever saw is a single Greek word translated with eight English words, you know, all in, because sometimes there's a word, like in German they have a word Schadenfreude, which in English has no counterpart, but it means joy in another's misfortune, right? We need a couple words to describe that word. And so it is we use this, but here the translators chose to use always, praying always. But this word in Greek is actually three words. It is on or in or en, or in every occasion or season, kairo, that word for time. At all times, you could say, what, in every season, or as you would say, on every occasion. Again, that doesn't, like, just like it says, like, when it says, like, I always close, it's a, in English, for us, it's kind of a figure of speech. Like, I always lock my car door. Well, every time I get out, like, I mean, is it the season in which it comes time to lock the car door, I do it. And so you, and when the season and the time comes to pray, you always do it. Always pray. at the time at which it is appropriate to pray. Not that I don't mean to say, don't take that the wrong way. I mean, like, there's a place for prayer and there's a place for not prayer. No, what I mean is, like, every occasion, there's always occasion to pray in every situation. You know what I mean? And all sorts of troubles and your joys and your sorrows and your fears, everything that comes against you, there's prayer. I mean, he's using the analogy of armor in battle. It means that every battle you enter into, you enter into with prayer. And you come out of it with prayer and in thanksgiving to him who gave you the victory. That's what it means for me to pray always in the Spirit. You know, to be of a prayerful mindset. Sometimes it's when I'm walking in the store. Or when I'm walking out. Sometimes it's as I'm driving in my car. Or waiting in line at the bank. You know? It's whatever occasion you have to be into. And that prayer is needed. I'll tell you what, we need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of asking of God. I feel a sneeze coming on, so it might be a little... Well, perseverance is persistency. Keep at it. Keep praying. That's the thing I think the people err in is they say, well, how come God isn't answering my prayers? Like, well, are you stopping praying? Well, no, but I expect by now, well, keep praying. God likes to make people wait. That's all I can say. Because I think that it's got to be true. He's made me wait. I'm not impatient about it anymore. I try not to be, at least, you know. I think he's taught me patience. Try to be patient with other people, too. That takes a little training as well. Remembering that he was patient with me. Persist. And he says, for me, that utterance may be given. You know, I say, I'm saying this on my half that it may be given to me. I mean, pray for all saints. What he's saying is, I'm saying, and for me, that utterance, meaning the declaration that all pray, make prayer and supplication, watching thereunto, meaning to the same thing, meaning to the things he said here. Y'all be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.